I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin.
Some of us still haven't put the 2020 elections to bed, even as early voting has started for the 2022 primary elections. No doubt you've seen the mailers, TV ads, and phone calls from candidates, but we don't hear much buzz among voters. Are they perhaps worn out with politics and politicians, or just keeping their politics on the down low? We don't have a presidential or gubernatorial primary this year, but there are important races, including contested primaries for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Senator Richard Burr's retirement, 2 of the 7 North Carolina Supreme Court seats, 4 of the 15 NC Court of Appeals judges, all 170 seats of the General Assembly, sheriff's elections in every county, and a number of municipal elections. Originally, the primary was to be held in early March, but legal challenges to redistricting maps drawn by the legislature compelled the move to May 17th. Here's some questions we hope to have answered. Who and how many will turn out for the vote? In the first 3 days of early voting, some 66,000 cast ballots, compared to just 37,400 in a similar time frame in 2018. Can we expect continued larger-than-normal totals? If so, what's driving the turnout? Some believe the leaked Supreme Court ruling on abortion essentially puts that issue on the ballot. We could easily anticipate women and Democrats en masse voting to vote their protest, but Republicans might also turn out to affirm the court decision. Could we see evidence of other concerns like inflation? Primary turnout could tell us much about what to expect in November's general election. In North Carolina, an unaffiliated primary voter can choose whether to select a Republican ballot or a Democratic ballot. Will we be able to see how unaffiliated voters, now larger in numbers than either political party, split between the Democrats and Republicans? And we always want to examine the sex and age of those who vote. Finally, what will be the total turnout among our 7.2 million voters? In the 2018 midterm election, 14% voted in the primary, 16% did so in 2014. A turnout of 20% or more might demonstrate an engaged, and perhaps enraged, electorate. Conversely, smaller than 14% might tell us of voter fatigue and disgust. Will Donald Trump be the kingmaker? The former president has been busy endorsing candidates, and to date his batting average is pretty high, the latest being J.D. Vance, who won the Ohio Republican Senate nomination. The next test is May 17th, when both Pennsylvania and our state hold primaries. In the Keystone State, Trump endorsed Dr. Oz for the Senate. Here he chose Congressman Ted Budd. Our Senate race has already been expensive, nasty, and competitive. 11 Democrats and 14 Republicans are vying to get the nomination. Former NC Supreme Court Chief Justice Cherry Beasley is considered the front-runner for Democrats, but it could be closer than many predict. There are 14 Republicans on the ballot. Many big-name disciples of Trump also endorsed no-show Bud, and an independent expenditure group has spent millions of dollars targeting former NC Governor Pat McCrory, whom they consider Bud's biggest competition. Former Congressman Mark Walker, himself a Trump supporter, is also in the mix. If no candidate gets the requisite 30% or more of the vote, there'll be a runoff election required, a strong repudiation of Trump's kingmaking. The Donald has also endorsed Virginia Fox in the 5th and Greg Murphy in the 3rd congressional districts, both considered safe bets, but he also endorsed Beau Hines in the 13th and goofy Madison Cawthorn in the 11th congressional districts. Now, there are 5 Democrats and 8 Republicans running in the 13th in addition to Hines. Kelly Daughtry, on TV more frequently than pharmaceutical ads, and former Congresswoman Renee Elmers could spell trouble for Hines. In Western Carolina's 11th district, just about every day there are more negative revelations and challenges regarding Cawthorn. Mainstream Republicans are lining up behind State Senator Chuck Edwards. These 3 primaries could tell us about the soul of the Republican Party in our state. Democrats also have some interesting congressional contests, including the nomination to replace longtime Congressman David Price in the 4th District. Former American Idol star Clay Aiken, Representative Valley Fushi, and Nida Ilum, the first Muslim woman elected to office in our state, are locked in a race for this safe Democratic seat. The first congressional district race finds State Senator Don Davis and former Senator Erica Smith among the four Democrats trying to fill the shoes of longtime Congressman G.K. Butterfield. We'll be looking intently to see if the two political parties move more toward the center or further to the extremes. But May 17th will be an important day for democracy in our state. We join the voices urging you to get to know the candidates, the issues, and then perform your civic responsibility by voting.